My name's Karanon, and you're listening to Pagan Chat. Okay, so this episode's going to be kind of like the intro to me. The trailer was the intro to the podcast, but this is going to be just basically talking about me. If you don't want to know about me, just go ahead and skip this one. But if you kind of want to know the guy behind the mic, yeah, this is for you. My name is Karanon Ashcraft. I am currently 21 years old. I have two fur babies, one of which is sitting beside me. He's part Mastiff and part Pitbull. His name's Alpha. He's just a sweetie. And what a lot of you may not know is that I'm a member of the LGBTQ plus community. And I'm pagan. And I'm proud of both, really. I've been called names for being both and either. But I don't know, it's kind of worth it. And people keep on asking me, is like, hey, why do you choose to do that? Why do you choose to be like that? You can at least fake it. I'm like, well, no. It kind of sucks trying to fake it because I've already been doing that. And the way that I associate it with like a way I can explain to somebody, it's like choosing your shoe size. Like, if everybody around you is a size 10 and you're a size 12, but it's weird to be a size 12, you'll probably buy some shoes that are a size 10 and try to squeeze your foot into it or something. And it hurts. It's unnatural feeling. It's just torture that you're putting yourself through that nobody else can see. And just like it, I mean, it kind of wears the soul out eventually. And it really sucks. Because a lot of people, they'll say mean things just because they wanted to say mean things. The way I live my life doesn't change yours. So why in the world would you try to tell me mine's wrong? Then I should stop. And that's kind of what, or partially what I'm going to be talking about. I'm proud to be who I am. That's one of the meanings of Karanon. If you didn't know, Karanon means to be oneself no matter the consequences. And that's why that's my name, because I refuse to be anyone else. And I always have. And I'm actually really grateful that I grew up with a family that is okay with that. I mean, it wasn't always, but they're okay with it now. It takes time. You can't just expect everybody to think some totally different way of you overnight. It's unfair. You gotta think about their perspective too. I'm not saying that people kicking people out because their sexuality is okay, because they need time. I'm saying the people that are a little slow to, you know, change their beliefs about you. Like if you're trans and you were raised with the pronouns he, him, and then over time you realize that you're not a he, him, and you want to be considered a she. It'll take time. They're used to calling you he, him. So it's going to be a little bit before they just instantly think, oh, she, her, with your pronouns. It's difficult for everybody, not just the people that are coming out. And I know, I mean, I'm not trans, so I can't really speak on that part, but I feel like most people that come out of the LGBTQ plus community, they're not doing it for anyone else. They're not doing it to make someone else feel better about a decision or something. They're doing it to try to make sure that the people they're deciding to live around are not complete monsters on the inside. Because if you can't love your family, who can you love? I mean, there are a lot of other people that are way easier to love and love you way easier. But I feel like my religious beliefs are kind of based around, like, you do you. Like, the gods will support you. And if one doesn't, there will be one that will. So you find a set of gods, or a god, or none, that really fit you and that really speak you. Kind of like if you were a party animal and, like, you really love going out and partying all the time, you'd kind of think about Dionysus. Dionysus is one of the sons of Zeus in the Greek religion, and he's pretty awesome. Or they, because a lot of people don't know that, but he's gender fluid, although everybody considers him a him, he can change through either one, and, like, it doesn't matter. And, like, if the old gods were like that, why are the new gods like this? I never understood that. And I feel like all these people, I'm not pointing out just the negative, right? But there are some groups from different religions and different faiths that would, given the chance, put someone like me to death because of who and what I am. Oh, you're not this religion or so, 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 and so. You don't deserve to live. Oh, you aren't straight. You don't like women. You prefer a guy. Put to death. And I don't know if anybody has heard about this, but I heard Chick-fil-A helped send a pastor or pastor to Uganda to pass a law literally called Kill the Gays. They already have the life sentence for being gay in Uganda, if you didn't know that. But now they can put them to death legally because of who they love. And, you know, I already didn't eat Chick-fil-A because I knew they did donate to the anti-LGBT. But that was on them, you know. I was like, that's your belief. You're entitled to it. I'm not gonna be disrespectful of your belief because that would be making me a hypocrite. Like, I just don't believe that the gods or God or no God that you believe in would want that. And I feel like all these people that are acting like they love every community and then they turn around and support this behavior are kind of like paper people. They're beautiful and shiny and colorful when they first enter your home or your life, but the first gust of wind going the wrong direction, or, you know, the first argument, they fly off with the wind. It's easy to lose, but even easier to make, so I wouldn't really get too upset over that. And, like, some people, they hear pagan, and it's like, oh, you worship the devil. It's like, well, actually, I don't believe in the devil personally. There are some pagans that do, but I personally don't believe in the devil. I believe people can be evil without the help of a malevolent demon or god coaxing them. I believe if a person's crazy, they're just crazy. That's just how it is. It's unfortunate, but it's just how it is. Like, I don't have people say that I was, this actually happened. Somebody told me I deserved to be burned at the stake because I practiced witchcraft. Let that sink in. 2019, or the end of 2019, almost 2020, and somebody threatened and said that I needed to be burned by the at the stake in 2020. They said that, and I don't know. It's just, they said that about a probably a month ago, but it still stuck with me. I just can't understand why people would think that. It's like, hey, I'm not going to steal your kid and sacrifice it to a demon for many reasons. One, I'm not a psychopath. Two, I don't believe in sacrifices. I mean, I'll donate, some the occasional gold coin or some herbs or something to the gods, like a donation or a offering. But other than that, I mean, I'm not gonna kill anything or sacrifice a baby. So I never understood why people would think that way. I mean, it's, I guess they're probably thinking the same thing about me. But I live just outside of a small town in a small-minded state. And it's just, it's hard for everybody. It's not just me. There's a lot of different minorities that are being kind of shut down at the moment, anyways, and still, it's hard. There's like, we're building a community. We are. And it's gonna get easier. It will, because it's already getting a lot better. But life is hard, and if it wasn't, everybody would do it. And that was told me, or that was told to me by somebody that I still think is the wisest person I've ever met. Can't do a name drop, but I'm sure he knows who he is. But it's dangerous in this world now. And I just want people to be safe. And the power that makes the world turn isn't guns, like a lot of people think. It isn't money. People think that, oh, you gotta have money to have a happy life. You don't. You really don't. My entire life, I've been pretty low on money. Yeah, I'm not. At one point, my dad had a kind of cushy job, and we weren't bad off, but we definitely wasn't rich. And I know there's a lot of other people that don't have that. I know there's a lot of people that live in houses that the money maker can't make money. People are convinced that they absolutely need money. They absolutely need permission to do certain things. And I just believe that you should be happy with who and what you are, no matter what. And all these other people that are like, hey, you're doing it wrong. Who are they to say that? Like, oh, because your book said that? I don't believe in your book. Maybe you should try reading my book. Because I've already tried reading your book. Trust me. I have. I wasn't always pagan. I wasn't always openly a part of the LGBT. I know that for a fact. Someone that raised me told me terrible things about me because I came out. But now today, you couldn't even tell that it was the same person because it takes time. I'm very open with a lot of people, and that's where a lot of people don't like that at all. But if you find yourself in a world where no one agrees with you, that's okay. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. If not every day was absolutely perfect, the next one might be. And if you know that nobody in this world loves you, know at least one does. Because I love you. No matter what you believe in, you could be that one person that told me that I needed to be burned by the stake. I love you. And I can say that because I'm not like you. I can love a person even though they've hurt me. It doesn't mean I trust them, by all means. Like, that's not how that works. But I could still love you and hope the best for you. And that's what I do. I refuse to think the entire world is evil. Because it's not. If it was, we would have been overthrown by anarchy and all kinds of messed up stuff by now. And even though that the good people are hiding very well, I know they're out there. I'm sure many of them are listening to this. Well, if you've made it this far, just know that you're loved for who you are, what you are, and what you believe in, no matter what it is. You could be a Satan worshiper. I don't care. I love you. You might be doing some pretty bad stuff, but I got no reason to hate you. And I think it's way better to live your life loving people, even though they've done wrong, in your eyes, anyways. Because being rude to them, being mean, doesn't change them. Like all these people leaving their church with these big signs saying that their God hates certain types. You doing that doesn't change who they are. Not once that somebody's like, "Oh, God hates fags. Didn't know that. I should probably change my ways, huh?" Like nobody's ever done that. So I don't. Freedom of protest. You can do whatever you want, say whatever you want, but I'm just saying you're doing it in vain. Because no one's ever done that. No one ever will. If anything, more people are turning pagan, which I've noticed. A lot of people are going pagan or Wiccan or just straight up Greek or Nordic. And which is cool, because most of those gods are completely okay with you being you, which is odd since they're older religions. Older than your great 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 grandfather that used to say a bunch of racist stuff just because it was kind of funny. And that was like, where did humanity go wrong? That's what I want to know. Where did it just stop being, hey, be yourself, and then the hey, be this certain type, this certain category? And yeah, I'm still pretty hurt that there are people out there in the world that have to hide who they are. But is there war to fight? There's nothing one person can do. But with a group of people, we could possibly do something great. I'm not calling to arms an entire army to go fight against the Uganda military or whatever they have. They could just have some people with, machine gun in front of the door. That'd be it. But I don't know enough about them, but I know enough they're to know they're pretty backwards if they think people deserve to be killed for something like that. Well, I guess I'm gonna end this one. I know it's kind of been a rant slash sad, really kind of messed up stuff, but I think the majority of it needed said. The next episode is going to be mainly about herbs that I use in my practices and different type of healing herbs, even if you don't believe in paganism, you could use because they're backed by scientists. So you don't even have to believe in my religion to be able to utilize this stuff. I just want everybody to know that's listening to this or not listening to this or anything in between, you know. Guys, gals, non-binary pals. Thomas Sanders, please don't sue me. I just wanted to say it once. That if nobody loves you, just know that I do. I may not know your name, I may not know what you look like, but I love you. I have no reason not to. Just like you have no reason not to love somebody else. There's no good reason to hate somebody. I mean, if somebody does something completely off the wall, batshit, and just terrible, yeah, they probably pissed off a lot of people. But I don't think, you know, it's like really worth people's time to hate them and go out of their way to make sure they know they hate them. If somebody broke the law, you know, the law comes for them, you know, that's how that works. If somebody breaks a sin, people of different beliefs think they have to go out and go after them. Like, no, that's not their religion, and the ones that it is don't believe in your version. It's okay to be different. Like, I'm good friends with many Christians. One of which I've even helped do different rituals with. Because he's a Christian witch. And I'll get into that kind of stuff later too. Because yes, there are Christian witches or warlocks or whatever you want to call them. But just some stuff to think about. And kind of give you the general idea of what I like talking about. I don't agree with a lot of the politics going on. I don't agree with a lot of the religious rights being just demolished or basic human rights being taken away. But that's all I can say. Like, there's nothing one person can do. If you want, like, better say something really kind of stupid, but there's a older song that kind of came out when I was younger. Some people may not know it, but the people that do know it, I love you because you're probably around my age or just a really cool kid. Is if you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change. But that's implying that everybody's doing that. But not everybody hates the way the world is right now. They enjoy it because it favors them. The world is kind of a messed up place, but it's getting better. And I feel like that's something a lot of people don't pay attention to, that it is getting better. They want to say everything's as worse as it's ever been. Like, oh, this is a terrible day and age to live. Like, oh, really? You used to have to go out and hunt your own food, and while the food was hunting you, that's pretty bad. I don't think I want to do that. I don't want to go to Piggly Wiggly, where the pigs trying to hunt me too. I don't like that.
not going to go to Walmart and then rednecks try to eat me or something. I don't like the idea of that. I much prefer just to go to the grocery store, pick up what I need, and then go. I don't want to have to chase it down, throw a spear at it, you know? So, if you're thinking today's age is the worst time to be alive, you're wrong. You're just flat out wrong. It could have been a lot worse. So, recap. Love yourself. Try not to care so much what other people think. They're entitled to their opinion, so you can't really say anything negative toward it, other than you disagree. And that's all I'll ever say. Somebody be like, oh, I don't like people from the LGBT. I'm like, well, that's your opinion. You're entitled to it. Just like I can state my opinion is you're dumb for thinking that, but it doesn't make me right, it doesn't make them right. Everybody has their own beliefs. That's what I'm trying to get across. And they're entitled to them. They can't change because it's inconvenient to some people. Some people were raised this way. They can't change it. Although I disagree with a lot of the things people are doing nowadays. Like that thing. What the hell is that? I don't know. You walking through the woods and you hear you're either about to turn around and see a Cisco girl or like a snake. And they're both equally terrifying. I'm just saying. My puppies snore while they're awake. Why is this? The rest of these won't be as long as this episode, mainly because this was more of a just so you know type of episode. I love everybody. I don't agree with everybody, but I love them. Even if somebody hits me, punch me in the face, say that they hate me. That's all that was. It's not worth people's time getting angry about. Because time is the most valuable thing in the world. It really is. And why would you let somebody take yours willingly? I know most people aren't going to be listening this far, so if you made it this far, I appreciate it. I've been pretty much just rambling. And I know that. But everything I've been saying, I still agree with and believe very strongly. So, if you're having trouble finding somebody that loves you, I love you. If you are having trouble finding people that agree with your quote-unquote lifestyle choices, just know that I'm okay with you. I believe that you're entitled to be who you want to be or what you want to be. Apparently the way I think is not the normal way of thinking, because I genuinely believe whatever you're doing in your personal life doesn't affect me, which a lot of people don't believe. He's like, oh, if they make gay marriage legal, everybody's gonna have to get gay married. I'm like, what? No, that's not what that means. No. It's just equal rights, you know. Don't be dumb. The only reason why you would get gay married is if you was gay, you know. That's how that works. I love the world, even though the world, or at least the majority of it, doesn't love me. I'm okay with that. Life is hard for a lot of people, and I know I ain't the one that's got it the worst. There's people out there, even people that I've talked to, that's been kicked out of their home, lost their jobs, and, you know, just lost their vehicles because the people they were buying them from just up and said, "Oh, wait, no, I don't want to sell to you." For dumb reasons like that. And in many states, people can still fire you or, you know, take stuff back just because they don't agree with your lifestyle. Like, if your religion is a different religion than their own, they can kick you out. And I think that's terrible. And if you are gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered, they can kick you out of their stores and they can fire you because it's not what they believe in, which is incredibly messed up. I'm not the wisest person in the world. I don't claim to be. But I know everybody deserves basic human rights. Or it wouldn't be called basic human rights. I guess that's all for right now. Already been like 30 something minutes. Sorry about that. I'll try to post another episode soon. It'll be more of a technical or how-to type post, or the religion-based stuff that I promised that I would do. I just need to vent a little bit because a lot of crap is going on. Like this really nice lady on TikTok named Emma Spooks. She was actually where I found out about the Chick-fil-A thing. That Chick-fil-A helped send a priest to Uganda to help pass a law that would literally kill people for just one reason, and one reason alone. And wasn't even a good reason. There's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of very accurate information out there, and it's kind of hard to differentiate the two. But pretty much everybody knows the truth, or at least enough of it to formulate their own opinion. I'm gonna head out. I gotta go to bed. I gotta work tomorrow. So tomorrow, or the next episode, will be about herbalism and the many off-sprout belief systems that come from it. And yes, pun intended. I think if you say pun unintended, you're a coward. Intend that pun. Have a great day, night, or morning. Or sleep, you know, any of them. And I'll talk to you later. Peace out, Bean Sprouts.